Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brown University shooting kills 2. Australia mass shooting there. 16 dead. Father, son, terror duo, it would appear. And my goodness, just there's a lot of bad news, a lot of doom and gloom and death and destruction today. So let's bring in our Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Good morning, Governor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hope you had a decent weekend, got some last-minute Christmas shopping done, and are ready for a good week. But yes, it was heartbreaking news over this weekend. We got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, no, I got to play pickleball, and I got a bad meniscus, so I was happy to get back on the court. Got to ride the take the Harley out for a little ride yesterday, which was absolutely gorgeous. So, no, I feel very blessed. And then, but over the weekend, I mean, you couldn't help but be brought down by the news, the Brown University thing, the Hanukkah attack in Australia, the Christmas market in Germany. They thwarted that attack, which was good. But we lost two of your brothers in Syria, and a caller did call in and said, you know, why do we still have a presence there? Can you address that?
Yeah, I absolutely can. So there are many things that go on that aren't talked about, and they should stay that way. We don't talk about what we do. We don't talk about how we protect our people, but there are folks out there in roles that provide security to our nation in ways that most never know, and we're better off for it. I really hope we can get back to an approach where we don't talk about our tactics, our techniques, our procedures all the time, and express how we operate in every corner of the planet, because it does provide security for those people in harm's way. That being said, Matt, my heart goes out. I'm heartbroken for the loss of two of our service members, especially this close to the holidays. Man, I've been there too many times. But, you know, the threat across our globe is real. It is destabilized. It is increasingly more complex. You know, what's old is new again. But we've also added in layers of technology that are astounding, and it makes it incredibly hard keep our people safe and to keep our nation safe here. So we do have to have people working abroad to help provide some protection.
Yeah, and to even if it's gathering intelligence closer to where some of our enemies are, makes sense as well. And then to be close That's enough right. to be deployed to other areas that may be hot spots in the region where America or our allies could be targets. I mean, I think most people get it. Let's bring it back around to Florida. And here in the Sunshine State, do you feel, and I know you can't give up tactics or anything, but do you feel comfortable with the level of security provided here in the Sunshine State? And hopefully, you know, look, we've got a large Jewish population celebrating Hanukkah. Christmas holidays are coming. I mean, there's a lot of areas that could be the target for terrorists. How do you feel about our security here?
We have incredible professionals. You know, Mark Glass, who is in charge of FDLE, is absolutely incredible. Astounding career on the state and federal side. He really leads a lot of what goes on. Our sheriffs are top-notch. They're hyper-focused on making sure that they are prepared in their counties. And then, of course, Dave Kerner and FHP do an incredible job at leading this. We are very blessed. And then, of course, you cannot pull up short. Governor Ron DeSantis has been an absolute rock star in terms of standing up for our law enforcement, making sure they have time, tools, and training necessary, making sure that we take threats to our citizens seriously. And then lastly, if we find someone who did something wrong, there is accountability when things happen. And that absolutely has to continue. You don't see people messing around and finding it out quite as much here in Florida as you do others like that, because there is accountability. And we are a back the blue, stand up for law enforcement state.
Yeah, and none of that sanctuary baloney. I mean, it was up in Minnesota, yeah, recently, where they the feds had to come in and get like 400 illegals, and many of these were, you know, rapists, murderers, child pedophiles, all that stuff, and told, you know, local police told to stand down by their authorities. So I'm glad we don't have that here in Florida. Let me ask you another thing on the mind of Floridians. We've talked about the property taxes and, you know, what's going to be on the ballot and all of that. And Paul Renner came on the show and said, hey, we can do a rollback on property taxes immediately. We don't have to take all the time it's going to take to, you know, do the other modifications that are suggested. We could do this almost immediately. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
I think there are multiple options for sure, but I think we're kicking the can down the road. The way to solve this problem and do it the most functional way, short, mid, and long term, is to make the constitutional amendment that this requires. You know, often we try to find legislative band-aids just to appease things or to get votes or to whatever the case may be. What I love about Governor Ron DeSantis is he wants to solve the root cause, the root problem, and codify this via the change it takes. If we find through the study and whatever the governor comes out with in terms of his plan when he does this, we know that, one, it's going to be the most effective thing that he can find that he can do for our people. Two, it's going to protect the things that matter to our state because he's been a complete fighter for it. And three, it's not going to be a shortcut. He wants to do the hard work. He wants our legislators to do the hard work. And if we do a rollback, that is a short-term solution, but it doesn't follow and fix the root cause. I think we have to solve the systemic problem overall.
And what do you think the top priorities need to be moving forward as we begin the new year in just a couple of weeks?
That's a great question. You know, when I ran for politics, I thought about what made a difference for me. I am not generationally wealthy. I'm a working guy. I served in our military, as did my wife. I have two small boys in the house who we love and, frankly, are the reason we do every single thing we do. It's economy, it's education, it's safety and security in the community. But it all starts with safety and security. When you feel safe and sound in your community, you build strong families. Strong families invest in and support strong businesses. That builds our economy. And now we need to draw more people in and continue to build that out. The last part of this is education. I think we always have to continue to fight to improve and get better. Excellence should be our only option and the only thing we focus on. And the truth is, it's something that we always, always, always have to aim for and we always improve. That doesn't mean we're not doing great. It means there's more work to do every day, no matter what. In the short term, we got to put money back in people's pockets. You know, there's a lot of pinch still, you know, from inflation that's still lingering around, most of it due to 4 years of failure under Biden. But the fact is this, we got to put money back in people's pockets. That's why property tax is a great way to do it. And continue to bring down insurance rates. and help draw in more well-paying jobs across the state of Florida. All things that Governor DeSantis has been focused on, and we will be continuing that in the future.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and we look forward to talking to you in the new year. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, I wish you and your family just a fantastic, wonderful holiday and a prosperous new year.
Merry Christmas to you and yours, Bob. Happy Hanukkah to those who observe, and God bless all of you, and we'll talk to you after the new year.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.